The Daz Band here on Cat Galaxy, All Cats All the Time. Let It Whip, the name of that one, and Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever. And we've got a few shout-outs. Well, first of all, we want to thank BBC... Let me after we want to thank BBC Radio, Radio 1 in the UK. We want to thank all of the listeners that are listening from that station, that heard about our station from that particular radio. BBC Radio 1, we want to once again thank you and your listeners for tuning in. I want to thank you for mentioning our station there in the UK. It's always great to hear from some of our listeners wherever they're at, whether they be in the all the way across on the East Coast of the United States, to the West Coast in the United States, to the UK, to Australia, where to Israel. Geez, there's so many countries. Spain and Canada. Got to mention the Canucks too. Wherever you're at in the world, we want to say meow and thank you. And we got some shout-outs to do. First of all, I want to thank Jimmy Dodger and his cat Patty from, I want to say this right. I don't like getting it wrong. If I get it wrong, please correct me. That's the only way I'm going to learn. Patty from Wigan in the UK. Want to thank Stephen for tuning in and letting us know about BBC Radio 1 and how he found us. Want to thank Richard. I want to thank Richard and Claire Hicks from Devon, United Kingdom. They're listening with their cats. It's about tea time. This is an interesting thing. During this time in the UK, it's tea time. And there used to be a thing at Cat Galaxy Studios where we actually, because I live with a couple of royals, well, three royals, Isis, Jade, and Icarus. Because Isis is the queen, I've never had tea with the Queen of England. But I don't have to because I live with a royal. So I used to have tea time with Isis. Out here, actually, because it's so hot during the summer months, you kind of have to have iced tea. But I've always wanted to try a crumpet. I've never had a crumpet in my entire life. So I think I'm going to have to maybe go one of those spas or whatever it is, or go to a restaurant. And I know there's some restaurants here in Phoenix that cater to, you know, British food. So maybe I might do a tea time there, but it wouldn't be as fun because Isis wouldn't be able to go with me. So I think what I might do is maybe find some crumpets around here and do the old tea time. I think it would be great. I want to thank Justin Dory for tuning in. He wanted a shout out to all the BBC Radio 1 listeners as well. I know I'm probably forgetting a whole bunch of people. Here's another one. I want to thank Richard and his cat Kipling for tuning in. They had heard about us, and he's actually coming out here in August. So, hey, let us know when you're visiting. Hey, well, you know, stop by. You know, give us a shout out when you get to Phoenix. We always like hearing from our UK listeners. But once again, thank you very much for tuning in to Cat Galaxy. We hope you'll stick around because even after this show ends, we've got the Icarus programmed autoplay. It's all live and it's got some great music on it. Icarus has specifically chosen every song that goes on that playlist with a little bit of help from Isis and Jade. So, and apparently they're doing some work in the place next door to the Cat Galaxy Studios. So if you pick up a little bit of construction noise, well, at least now you'll know where it's coming from. Anyways, we're going to get right back into the music here on Cat Galaxy and apparently now on BBC Radio 1. Thank you very much for listening. Here's Ozzy Osbourne on Cat Galaxy, All Cats, All the Time. Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time. A little crazy train in the morning. It's good to get a little crazy on this station. Want to thank Ben... this is interesting because this is a play on words, so I'm hoping that this name is serious. But apparently Ben Dover from Burnley, UK, is listening to us on BBC Radio 1. So I want to thank all of the crew at BBC Radio 1 and their listeners for tuning us in and checking us out. What we'd love to know is how they found out about Cat Galaxy originally. We've had a few mentions here and there. It's been kind of, you know, here in Phoenix. We've kind of been a secret thing in Phoenix. It's kind of like been like one of those secret projects that you see from the government. But we existed, and we've been doing this one for, we're in our sixth year of broadcasting. So check out the Cat Galaxy website. You want to know more about the history of our station, want to know about our staff, well, you can get all that information on our bios page. So we've got some great stuff. But also we've got a lot of more interesting stuff going on here in the Phoenix area. Apparently it's going to be in the 90s today, so we are going to be a little bit cooler than we were yesterday. But apparently towards the weekend it is going to heat up just a little bit. And if you think this show is cool, join us again tonight live here on Cat Galaxy as yours truly hosts the Wednesday night Cat Attack, beginning at 7 p.m. That's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time in the UK. I'm guessing, and this is only a guess because I'm never really sure on how the daylight savings time completely works, because we don't, here in Arizona, we're not on daylight savings time. So I do believe that in the UK, we're going to take a guess at this. So for those UK listeners, please, please do not shoot me for this. But I believe that when we come on the air here, I believe it's going to be 1 in the morning in the UK, and or 2 a.m. I'm not quite sure. I think it's 1 or 2. Between 1 and 2. We'll give it that one. And we hope that you'll tune in for the Wednesday night Cat Attack. And apparently someone is trying to record. They missed their shout out. They were trying to record their shout out for their friends, but I thought that I would do this again. Call your friends up. Get on the phone, Jimmy Dodger. Call your friends up and let them know that you're listening to Cat Galaxy here on UK Radio 1. So, did you get it? I hope you did. Let me know if you did. Email us. Let us know that you got your shout out. If you didn't get your shout out, well, we'll try again. It's the American way. And I want to thank Justin Dory once again for tuning in. He actually enjoyed the Ozzy stuff. I'm glad that you enjoyed Ozzy Osbourne, because Ozzy Osbourne, as you know, is from the UK and is also one of ISIS's favorite artists. No joke. It's not a joke. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. If there's somebody I missed, please, please let us know. We're getting emails left and right from all over after this story broke about our station. Once again, it comes right back to the Arizona Republic. We want to thank Allison Stanton and the staff at the Arizona Republic for pretty much checking us out originally and doing the article. We really, really appreciate it. And this is what Cat Radio is all about. It's not just us doing our thing, but it's also getting the word out about stuff like spaying and neutering. We hope that because there are many cats and kittens being born every single summer, the kitten season is overwhelming right now. It all goes back to doing one thing, spaying and neutering. It's the cool thing to do, it's the best thing to do, and you can cut down on millions of cats from being euthanized at shelters all across this great planet of ours simply by doing that. So thank you once again for tuning in to Cat Galaxy. And I've been talking with the radio management here, and they said that we can go probably a little extra time, a little over our normal marker here on the morning show. So we're going to throw this on. Here's a little bit of Steely Dan. Hey 19, Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time. Steely Dan here on Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time, right here, as well as on BBC Radio 1. That's we got a lot of listeners that we're taking care of. We did miss a couple of shout-outs that we really wanted to do. And let me say, give a shout-out and say meow and hey and hello to Sarah Lewis and her cat Tonic, also tuning in all the way from the UK. And Daniel Sharples, Ben Dover from Burnley, UK, Justin Dorley, Jimmy Dodger, all of the cats that came along with them. We thank you for tuning in all the way. Richard and his cat Kipling, and as well as Justin Dory from England, and, well, Claire Hicks from Devon, United Kingdom, listening with her four cats. We never really did get pictures. I like pictures. If any of you have pictures of your cats, send them to the station. We'd love to see them. We'd love to see, get a picture of all the cats that are listening to our station all over the place, no matter where you're at. We've got some more great stuff right now. Here is the Chop Tops. Too many cats, Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time.
We got too many cats, it's plain to see. Until you love them or do you love me?
Soul Asylum. Runaway Train on Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time. That's what sometimes it feels like when you when you're here on a station for cats. But relatively calm this morning, actually, for the studios. It's usually buzzing with activity this morning. You know, the cats are always up and about, but now it's time. I think that they're kind of sleeping a little bit, and they're getting their rest for the Wednesday night cat attack, which you can hear live on Cat Galaxy. Yours truly, the Cat Protector, hosting that one beginning at 7 p.m. tonight. That's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we hope that the listeners in the UK that are tuned in now from UK's Radio 1 will no doubt tune in to the broadcast. Let's see if look at getting the we're working on the website right now, so we'll have a to BBC Radio 1 a little later. As we are having some interesting internet problems here in the Phoenix area. But for those of you that don't know about BBC Radio 1, here is the web address. The web address for BBC Radio 1, if you want to check it out, is www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. That's, again, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And apparently Radio 1, the BBC Radio 1, it's a British radio station that's actually operated by the BBC itself. So they have a very large thing. We've got on their website, and you cannot imagine how many radio stations or broadcasting shows that they have that they webcast. Pretty incredible. Nice job, BBC Radio and BBC Radio 1. It's so cool to actually see some of the stuff that actually comes from the UK, because next to the United States, the UK is probably second or third. Is it third in line, Jade? I don't know. Somewhere in there. It's pretty high up there of cat-loving people. And I'm willing to bet if somebody there that's listening there in the UK will actually email me, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I have no problem. But I do believe that cat lovers in the UK out are outgunned the dog lovers in the UK. There's more cat lovers in the UK than dog lovers. And I think specifically because there, you know, a lot of people that are in the UK, not only they live in, you know, some of them live in small homes, but they also have some flats. They have a lot of apartment dwellers, just like we do here in the States. So cats become a very, very popular animal. So, but wherever you live, it's cool. It's cool no matter where you live. If you've got a cat, then you are on that cool list. No doubt about it. And the interesting thing is somebody from the BBC, if somebody from Radio 1 is also listening, if you could email us, let us know where you heard about Cat Galaxy. We know that we're somewhere on the web. We're somewhere on the web. But we'd love to hear from you. And we very much enjoy hearing from all of the new listeners that we have and some of our current listeners that have been with us since the beginning. Thank you very much. And this band from the UK originally, here's a little bit of the Rolling Stones. Have a little sympathy for the devil. Cat Galaxy, all cats, all the time.